changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
All right, we're going to jump right in and start talking about the idea of being present. And I've mentioned to you before that I once was about to do a speech. I want to say it was in Reno or it was in Las Vegas. And it was as I was about to get ready to go do the speech, I was sitting in a restaurant and I overheard some people talking about, oh, who is this guy that's going to speak? And someone said, "Hi, some positive thinking guy." And I laughed at that. And I know that I listened to a podcast last night on toxic positivity. And I know that that is a thing and I'm possibly guilty of it myself. However, I didn't even know what the word positive meant. I thought that positive was that toxic positivity, the believing everything is always going to work out great and, you know, smile, et cetera, which is actually not bad advice. I don't want to get too divergent here, though, in what I want to talk about today. I looked up the word positive. The word positive means present. The word negative means absent. A person who is complaining constantly is complaining about their lack of health, their faith, their focus is on their lack. Most people spend their time focusing on what is missing rather than what is present. To be a positive person means to be present. It means to be focused on what is rather than what isn't. I mentioned to a friend the other day that I was listening to an audiobook that written in 1910 called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. And as I was listening to the book, my friend was joking. He said, "It's Bilbo Baggingsley wrote this book?" No, Wallace D. Wattles. As I listened to the book, I noticed that one of the things that it talks about is this idea of being present. In other words, we want to focus on what we want. We need to know exactly what we want. The universe, as my friend Joe Vitale says, the universe deals in specificity. So we need to be specific. We need to know what we want. Then we need to be present to what is and grateful for what is. That's what it means to be positive, rather than focusing on the fact that it is not. All right? I am ready to buy a boat. I am so ready to buy a boat, but there's a number of reasons why the timing isn't exactly right now. I thought the boat of my dreams about a week ago. And afterwards, I was feeling kind of negative because I sat down and I realized now is not really the time for me to buy a boat. And I made this decision. I weighed out the pros, the cons, the timing, when might be, et cetera, et cetera. And afterwards, I felt a little bummed. I felt like someone had taken this boat away from me. And I never had the boat. It was never my boat. So I was being negative in that. And I had to catch myself. I had to begin to focus on being present. I am present to the fact that I now know the size, make, model, probably even year of boat that I would like to have. And when the timing is right, that's what I will go in search of. With that specificity, it will arrive. What I need to do is to be present and grateful for what I have now. To be positive is to be present. It's challenging to be positive. It is challenging to be present. And in The Science of Getting Rich, he talks about this. And Napoleon Hill says the same thing. Earl Nightingale says the same thing. Neville, the great metaphysician, says the same thing. The hardest thing for us to do is to focus our brains on one thing. That is the most difficult thing for us to do, to put our focus on one and only one thing, or within a context, one and only one thing, and to hold that. And then, and this is the challenging part, to believe that we've already received it, to believe that we've already received it, to feel it in our gut. I look back sometimes. Sometimes I, like you, feel like I lack power or authority in my life. Oh, I want this, or I wish this were this way. And if I would only look back at my own life and the things that I have been able to do, from getting on the Oprah Winfrey show. How did that happen? Well, I made a decision that I was going to get on it, put a picture of Oprah in front of me, looked at it every day, imagined what it would be like to talk with and to hug Oprah. And I did that every day for just a minute or two every single day, and it happened. The same thing happened. That's how I met Maya Angelou. That is how I got my parrot back when she flew away. I visualized her being back. I took the time to be present and grateful as if it already existed. In the book, The Science of Getting Rich, he talks about same thing I've heard 1,000 people talk about, and that is this idea that we live in a thinking universe. In other words, we have an elemental table, and there are actually some elements that have been named but never have been discovered. Did you know that? The elemental table? We just know that based on their carbon load, I think is the way they figure it out, what that element would be, and if and when it were discovered in nature. And being present to the idea that what you want already exists in nature. We live in a thinking universe. All of the elements are broken down into one thought substance. And when we focus on what is rather than lament what is not, when we do that, we begin to vibrate at a higher level, and we attract to us what we want. I keep, and this happens to me when I do these jump starts, I think about the fact that I get on here and I talk for about 15 minutes every day, and you guys keep tuning in. It's pretty amazing. Because I while I'm doing it, I mentally interrupt myself. And there's one thing I keep mentally interrupting myself about, and I want to tell you. Yesterday, I was sitting on the couch and Teddy came up and did the I need to go out communication. First, he stares in my face and then he starts pawing my chest and then he does down dog over and over again, which is his way of saying, I want, I want. So I took Teddy out at a time that was not our usual going out times. You know, he has his schedule. But I took him out anyway, and we went to the right, which is normally the way we go. And I look on the ground up ahead and right next to the car stall, where my stall is some money. And I go up and look at it, and I'm like, wow, somebody dropped a dollar. Well, it wasn't a dollar. It was $100 bill someone had dropped. And I was proud to say that in that moment, rather than being present, rather than saying, this is now my money and I have this money and how fortunate I am. I've been doing these jump starts for so long that I know about behavioral economics, and that is that we value loss far greater than we do gain. And I realize that someone, probably a tourist staying here, dropped a $100 bill, which is a fairly significant amount of money. And so I have been working to find out, if I can, who dropped it. I've messaged the manager a few times here at the condo complex, and we're trying to isolate what car it was near, et cetera, because to me, my great joy, my positivity, my being present would be to return that money, you know, and to know that I've alleviated somebody that trauma, that challenge, that suffering, as the Buddha would say, in not having it. It's amazing when we are present to things, what we draw to us and what is already there. I had something I was going to share with you tomorrow, but it ties in so well with this that I'm just going to go ahead and share it with you now. And that is that this is very personal. I realize I jump in and do very personal stuff, but I realize that also makes me connect with you all because you all got your personal stuff too, I know. I'm here in this condo on the 5th floor on Overseas Highway, overlooking the bay, in Key Largo, Florida. Beautiful? Yes. Now, there's a great distance. There's no other like condo complexes close by. So there's just us. And we rotate about 80% tourists flowing through here. 90% tourists just going through. And so I have always held this belief that I can't make friends here. It's hard to make friends here. I've gone over to the Caribbean Club, you know, the bar next door, and it's a real dive. And you don't see too many locals. It's mostly tourists, and the locals just don't have a lot in common with these particular locals. Some of them are just, you know, they live on the beach. Some of these people are, you know, on the reef. And so I have this absent in my mind. You're talking present and absent, positive and negative. Begin to associate those together. Present is positive, negative is absent. So in my mind, I'm absent these opportunities to make friends. I got up this morning and was thinking a bit about that. And I realized how much time I spend inside my condo. No one's going to come knocking on my door saying, "Hello, Will, let's be friends." This isn't a Winnie the Pooh story. And so what I decided to do was to get out more. But I also decided that I wanted to go out and do my meditation sitting on the bay this morning, sitting out there under the tiki hut on the bay while the sun was coming up. So in the one hand, I'm thinking, I lack these opportunities to connect and really just talk with someone. I think some days I just say to myself, I just want somebody to talk to, you know? And yet I sit in my condo. So this morning I go out to meditate and I'm sitting there and you know what? I didn't get a chance to meditate. You know why? So many neighbors came walking by and wanted to stop and talk to me. Very, very nice people. And so in my mind, now I'm absent this opportunity to meditate. Now I'm negative about this. I'm thinking, well, I came out here to meditate. I didn't come out here to talk to people. And then I went, you were lamenting the fact that you don't have people to talk to. And there are literally people all around you who want to talk and who want to talk to you. So embrace that opportunity. Be present to it. So often it's the stories that we tell ourselves that keep us from being present to opportunities. I will feel stupid if I take the dance class or whatever. I used to do yoga 3 to 5 times a week because my ex-wife owned a yoga studio, and I have not done it much in the last 18 months. And now, recently, the reason I haven't gone back in, because I'm vaccinated, I feel fairly confident, excluding the Omicron variant. But I couldn't go back because I had carpal tunnel syndrome and tendonitis in my wrists. And I had all these reasons. And finally, I just decided I'm going to take the gentlest yoga class I can find. And it was so easy and so fun. And I had such an agreeable time doing it that I came back and thought I was doing a very, very laid-back class, and it turned to be a real ass-kicker of a class, and I was able to do it. I was present to the opportunity. I stopped telling myself the story that I couldn't. So ask yourself, what stories are you telling yourself about what is missing that is keeping you from embracing and enjoying what is present? What are you missing taking advantage of because you're not being present to it? Good questions to ask. I see a number of you with posts and comments here. I also see a number of hearts and five and a bunch of laughters. I appreciate that. Laughing at how silly we can all be.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more. Changing, we're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.